This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
I like it. It's very soulful.
Makes me want to put you through the wall.
Straight to the wall! God, I love this show.
It's so good.
What's it? What, I don't get the reference. What's it from?
F is for Family.
Yeah, oh. This is the theme song to it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This isn't from Motown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Redbone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought I was like, whoa, this is a... You know, some songs you hear it, you think, oh, that's from that commercial, and you're like, no, that's a real song that was out, that a commercial, you know, optioned or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I digress. By the way, this is a funny tweet or text, 72341 carolinavapormill.com, text line. I love how Matt Mann's jokes here lately all end with, all right, never mind, forget it. P1 Jollystone. That's right, I'm losing confidence as a stand-up comic.
Why?
You got to see the face. The face is the, you do the hand.
All right, I throw it away. Literally with my hand, I just like, all right, forget it.
I'm done with this joke.
I'm done with it. All right, let's stay on time. We got a brand new Truth and Consequences right here with a guy who has a hot friend. Hot-headed.
Oh,
perhaps
yes.
Is the best way to describe it. What do I do on the names here? Are we anonymous for now?
I think so.
All right. Then let's talk to anonymous number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, sir?
It's going pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. I'm learning all kind of new things here today. This is something else. That it's fair that I said earlier this is kind of an intervention, it sounds like?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to put it, honestly.
And when you say intervention, the first, like when I first said this morning at the top of the show, I said, well, we're going to have an intervention on the show. And Paige looked at me in horror, like, you know, you're thinking because of the TV shows, it's drugs or alcohol or something like that, but...
Right, but yeah, it's not that at all. It's actually, I mean, it's the first, really the best word to put it, because, you know, my best friend, he's just angry all the time. Like, just, I mean, every time we go out, we always run into some kind of issue, confrontation. Like, he's always yelling and cussing at people. And, you know, I've tried to talk about it, you know, several times for like the past 2 years, but I mean, he just hasn't been able to get better or make any progress. So that's why I wanted to call you guys and try to do Truth and Consequences so I can, you know, try to stop this from happening.
Is his name Bruce Banner by chance? I'm just curious now. Just wondering.
I wish his name was Bruce Banner because that would make sense.
Yeah. Paige, that's a Hulk. I'm explaining to Paige, that's a Hulk reference.
He'd be in the smashing,
yeah. Yeah, he'd be smashing things.
All right, then.
So, is he going out, like, it sounds like he's going out, is alcohol involved with this? Like, you're talking about every time you go out, he's screaming at somebody, like, is alcohol progressing this, or?
What's crazy is that he does drink, but he's not a heavy drinker, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he drinks crazy a lot. Like, we have another friend who drinks a lot, but he's not the friend who drinks a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he drinks a little bit more, you know, now, you know, when we were younger, he didn't really drink at all. But now maybe he drinks a little more, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a good guy. He has great friends. He has a good family. He's married. And, you know, as far as, you know, I know and our friend circle know, like, they're not having any problems. So that's why it's so weird that, you know, he's angry all the time. And always triggered and always ready to go off on someone, you know? So, it just doesn't really make any sense.
So what about with his job? I mean, definitely don't say where he works. You can allude to maybe what kind of industry it is or whatever, but I mean, is that on the up and up? Everything okay?
I mean, from what he tells us, I mean, everything seems to be great at his job. I mean, he says he loves his job. He says that, you know, work is fine. I never hear him complaining about work, really. You know, maybe little office things here or there, but it's never anything where it's alarming or where we're like, wow, well, you know, that's crazy. I was even thinking like maybe. You know, maybe it's his marriage, maybe him and his wife are going through things, but I mean, everything seems to be great. Like they don't have any kids yet. And honestly, you know,
I like how you said that. Like, I know it's the added pressure for sure.
It's the added pressure for sure. You know, so, you know, and what's crazy is that, you know, one of the people who, you know, are, you know, really most worried about him is his wife, you know, like she calls me, you know, a few times and not to talk about leaving him or divorce or anything, but just like, you know, like she's even getting this impression that he's always mad or, you know, and can be so unreasonable at times. And she doesn't even know why. And she asks him and he always says, it's nothing. So,
all right, so we're in the middle of the truth and consequences right now. The gentleman we're speaking with will reveal his name here in a little while. He's got a friend who is just out of control with anger, and nobody can figure out why. It doesn't seem to be triggered by work. He and his wife are fine. Friends, everything. Nobody can figure out what the problem is. Now, when Fatboy did the pre-interview with you yesterday, you said something happened 2 weeks ago. It really broke the straw broke the camel's back. What happened when y'all all went out?
Yeah, so the last time we went out, we were all just sitting, you know, at a bar, just drinking some beers and eating, you know, some food or whatever. And, you know, my friend, he just gets irate. He gets mad. You know, and one minute he was fine, but he noticed that this guy was taking pictures, and he thought, you know, that he was in the background of every picture. So he just starts getting paranoid and goes off on this basically other guy and his friends because he feels that, you know, they are getting him in their pictures on purpose.
Good Lord. This is a grown ass man who's mad that he thinks they're taking pictures of him to make him look like a fool or something.
He's just in the background.
But he's just in the background, yeah. And so he went off on them, you know, yelling at them, threatening them, telling the man to delete all those pictures or else. And it was like crazy. It went on for like 10 minutes and, you know, luckily the other, you know, the guy and his friend sort of left to sort of get away from him, get away from us, because they didn't want to fight, you know, because we're all grown people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guys couldn't calm him down? He just wouldn't listen, wouldn't hear it, wouldn't be calm down?
I mean, no, like, the crazy thing is like, we try to calm him down, but it's like something clicks, you know? I don't know what it is.
Does he have roid rage? Does he have, like, really big traps and really big arms and stuff, look like The Rock?
Really big upper chest?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like roid rage.
Not really. I know. I would think it was something like that, too. But, no, he's, like, an average build guy. You know, like, he works out, but it's not like he's, like, Cock Diesel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He does nights here at the planet. So, here's the thing. Y'all are... Not only is your friendship, not that your friendship is eroding, but maybe it is. His wife is concerned because he keeps, I mean, is this guy actually getting into fights when you go out, or are y'all having to pull him off people? Like, has there actually been altercations?
There hasn't really been any altercations, but it's mostly because the other people don't want to escalate it. And so the thing is just like, you know, what I, you know, am dreading is the day when he meets someone who doesn't back down, who's ready to go at it. You know what I'm saying? And then because of that, it's also put a strain on you know, our friendship, our friends, you know, friendship, like we're sort of like canceling plans to hang with him. You know what I'm saying? Because
oh, yeah.
he's always angry, always, you know, ready to fight. You know, I have a lot of mutual friends who've like bailed out on dinner and drinks and going out and going to concerts and things because they just don't want to get caught up, you know, in if he goes off or if he gets angry about any little thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the weird thing is that like he never gets angry at me or like any of our other friends. It's always like random people who he's never met before. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
also the weird thing because usually, you know, when people have anger issues, it's usually at the people who are closest to them or the people who know them the most. But he doesn't take it out on us.
Well, I would say, though, to that, this is what I know as being an amateur psychologist, is that a lot of times people act out on other people because they're afraid to tell those that they love and those close to them how they feel about something.
Yeah.
So they project it on complete strangers because they're pissed and don't want to say anything. Like if you're raged at work about something, you know, you get mad about something at work. If you go complain, then you're like, oh, God, I'm going to look like I'm a complainer kind of guy. So then you go home with nobody to say anything to, and suddenly the first guy you see in traffic, you're wanting to get out of your car and beat his ass. But you're projecting your boss or your coworker, whoever it could be, on that person at that time.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, I understand that.
It's not healthy at all.
Still seems unusual to be up in the face of strangers in public places to this extent. Like every weekend, apparently.
It is an odd move.
Most of the time, people just take that home with them.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah, as I pointed out earlier as well, you've talked to him about this. You've said something, and everybody said something, and there's no end in sight, huh?
No, it's not. You know, every time I've said something, every time his wife said something, he always says he's fine. It's not a problem. You know,
he's thick-headed. It sounds like
about.
He's thick-headed.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about, you know, all of this. So it's like we're all sort of at our wits' end to try to figure out how to talk to him and address the situation, you know. And so that's, you know, that's why I wanted to call you guys, because it's really costing, you know, him his friendship and his marriage. And, you know, there's a lot of times where I don't, you know, he's one of my best friends and I don't even want to hang around him anymore, you know, because. You know, I don't want to have to deal with the anger or the possibility that there's going to be an altercation or, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask this of the room. So if this is a situation, this, you know, for Nine and Paige and Fatboy, if you're in this situation as the guy that we're about to call, do you also want to find out that your wife was talking to your friend about it behind your back? Or is that something that should not even be? In other words, I don't want our guy here we're talking to also say, by the way, your wife is also saying there's a problem. That would be a double whammy.
Yeah, he's kind of putting her in an awkward position.
But has this been addressed with him before, though? Because if it's been addressed before, then he knows it's a problem already. He just hasn't done anything about it yet.
Yeah.
But still, maybe I wouldn't immediately say that. No, certainly not.
Well, I think the crazy part is that, like, the few times that it's not like she's calling me every week or every day or anything like that, but the few times that she's reached out is because she's just trying to understand, you know, from his best friend and from me, like, what do we think it could be? Because she doesn't understand it either.
I mean, certainly don't lead with the thing about the wife. Certainly no. That's a bad idea.
Okay.
Right.
And you don't, is this going to be is there any kind of, are you going to say, look, this has got to stop or we're not going to hang out anymore? I mean, that sounds kind of childish to say, but hell, you got to cut cancer out of your life if it's causing you bad problems.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I wouldn't want to do an ultimatum, but I think that, you know, it may be something that needs to be said in order to sort of get him to understand this. You know, how serious it is and how much it's affecting, you know, his friendships, his relationship, his marriage and everything.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to call your friend and you're going to, I would say, lightly get into this, but let him know that you're very serious about this. And then, you know, is he a cusser? Is he like throw around the F word and stuff a lot? Because that old boy, that could go bad.
That would be dangerous.
I mean, not really.
Okay.
But
okay.
If he gets really, really mad,
yeah,
possibly,
well, we can pull
hopefully
him
he
off
doesn't
and
get
fix it.
Right.
Okay. Because
exactly.
Of that temper, you got to wonder. Okay.
Yeah, you do.
All right, hold on. I just can't imagine somebody who has a crazy temper being like, all right, dadgummit. You whatsoevers, you better chill out over there, bucko. I imagine a lot of F's and MF's and stuff.
See, I think that's where we got to be careful on this one, because just like the dude was telling us, the dude we're about to call doesn't get mad at his friends. He gets mad at strangers.
Oh,
and
boy.
We're strangers.
Paige, take it.
Be careful.
Paige, take the wheel.
Oh,
just
boy.
Like Carrie Underwood
I
would
know,
say.
I know, but all what right. Do you do if you're walking on eggshells?
Oh, boy. It could be potato chips for all you know.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Truth and Consequences. He's going to call his friend and tell him he needs to chill out, or worse could come to worse. It's Truth and Consequences on The Rise Guys, guys.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Look at us on time. Truth and Consequences. All right, so for anonymity purposes, we'll just call this guy Dude.
Dude
is telling us stories of his friend who, you know, and I don't remember, or I don't recall, Jimmy, how long has this transformation into Incredible Hulk been taking place? I mean, he's having anger problems, short-tempered problems.
It seemed like Dude was laid back, like, I mean, not this dude, other dude. Dude B was laid back some years ago.
Yeah.
And over time, he's gradually become an angry man.
His wife, the guy's wife, has come to his friend and said, you know anything going on here, anything going on I don't know about that would be causing him to, because they're saying he goes out to restaurants and loses it on waiters and servers and all this, and bartenders, and people were taking pictures at a bar or a restaurant, whatever it was, and he was in the background, and he was demanding that they delete the photos, and just, he's not on steroids that we know of. Several people have shot that out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? They've talked to him. People are, I guess, tuning in halfway are like, he needs to just talk to him. He has. Everybody has. So I guess this is the be-all, end-all. Our guy here, he's not saying, you know, hey, change or I'm not going to be your friend anymore. But we all have those friends that something happened where they're still your friend, but they ain't as close-knit as they used to be. They're still in the circle, but just not as, you know, every weekend, maybe even once a month thing. You might see them a couple times a year. They're your friends, but something happened to bump it along the way, and something happened.
Yes.
You know, we've all been there, done that.
Haven't we all?
Somebody had a kid.
Mm-hmm. Too many kids.
Too many kids.
Somebody tried to mack on your piece a little.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. All right. Let's bring our friend on. Dude.
Mack on your piece.
Dude A. All right, you there, sir?
Yes.
All right. Legally, I have to ask you this. You sure you want to do this? You want to call him on the radio? You gave us the phone number. We're not making you do this, all that.
I'm 100% sure.
All right. Let's all take a deep breath. I'll tell you something. Miss Hawkins, my second grade teacher at Conn Elementary School, she always said, anger is one letter away from danger.
Oh.
That's what she would always say.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So
yeah.
Anger can lead to danger is what I'm saying.
It'd be better if it was either anger or danger.
Well, you tell
know,
her that.
Tell English that.
All right. Fat Boy's dialing away. Here we go. We'll stay off the line until you tell him everything. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's Truth and Consequences. I just took a real deep sigh because I'm afraid homeboy's going to be saying a bunch of words.
Hello, this is Josh. Hello? Hey, what's up, dude? It's Mike. Oh, hey, what's up, Mikey? What's up? It's a little early, but I'll take it. What's going on? Oh, you know, man, I just, I want to talk to you about something if you know, have a few minutes before work. Okay, yeah, I have some time. What's up? Okay, man, so we talked about it before, but it just keeps on happening, so...
Okay.
I just...
All right, I know what you're going to say, man. All right, I know. You're going to say I have to chill out, I have to calm down. Okay, I already know.
Yeah. I mean, you really do, man. And you say that every time we talk about it, but it still just keeps happening. So,
okay. Well, I don't know. Like, am I mad right now? No, not at all. It's just, if I go out and I see something I don't like, or I see somebody doing something, like, I don't know. I just...
Well, you know, maybe you should, like, talk to somebody about it. I mean, a therapist, somebody, just to see if they can, like help you out with it. Because, you know, it's
a problem. Come on, dude. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to talk to some shrink just because you think I have anger issues. I mean, no offense, but no, I'm not. That's not happening, no.
I mean, well, maybe you should. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the only one who thinks, you know, this. You know, a lot of your friends think that. I'm not trying to be, like, a dick or anything, but people are belling, hanging out with you, with us. I mean, they find something, you know, else to do because they don't want to see you screaming at somebody or, you know, backing into some random person in a corner because you think he looked at you the wrong way. Like,
well, okay, they can do what they want. You know, that's their loss. I mean, I put up with all of our friends' issues all the time. Whether it's Chad's divorce, Ryan's daughter getting sick, or Allison's husband cheating, whatever it is, I'm there for them. Like, I don't bail on them just because they got stuff going on. But, you know,
man, come on now. I mean, come on. You know that isn't really fair. They've had some problems, some real issues. They're not going out and causing the problems. You know, they're dealing with problems that came and found them. You're out here cussing out some dude because you were in the background of a picture or you thought he was looking at you the wrong way. Like, that's the problem. Like, they're having real problems. You're causing it.
Come on, man. I mean, so whose side are you on? Like, what's the only problem I have right now is you're telling me that I'm a problem. And apparently I have some fake-ass friends. And whatever, you know, at least you'll come to me like a man and tell me to my face. I guess I can appreciate that.
Well, I've come to you like a man about it, you know, a few times before this. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I really think you should think about talking to somebody since it hasn't gotten any better. You know, it's not saying you're crazy or out of control. It's just trying to figure out why you just get so mad at people you don't even know. Like,
we all
just want to figure it out.
No, I can tell you exactly why I get mad. I get mad because some guy spills a drink all over my pants or is taking pictures of me and my friends or they try to ruin a good time when I'm out with my wife and my friends. Like, I know
but
exactly
no one's trying
why
to
I get
ruin
mad.
A good time.
We should probably jump in here at this point. Time. Josh, what? Good morning. Hello? Hey, Josh, it's the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. We're in Greenville, South Carolina. We're on the phone with you and Mike right now.
What?
It's a segment we do called Truth and Consequences. It's where we allow a listener to call and confront somebody about something. Don't say any bad words, please. You've done so well so far.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Yo, Mike, yeah. Are you serious? I can't believe you did this. Like, what? What type of, like, this is whack, man. You're really being a drama queen right now. You got me on the radio right now? For real?
Dude, I mean, come on, there's no shame in it, like, for real, but this is the only way I could try to get you to talk about it.
Really? No shame? Okay, whatever. I don't need this crap. I don't need some guy trying to give me pills to sedate me or tranquilize, whatever that the shrink stuff, like, I'm not going to be just sitting here smiling and drooling on myself while people walk all over me. I don't need that. I don't need losers trying to talk down me. Like, who is on the phone? Like, I don't understand this.
We have a beer now. Are you kidding me? You've not heard of our show?
No, it's about him.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you keep trying to... This might be a problem for you, Mike, but I'm cool. I'm good. And this feels so stupid. This feels so fake. Like, what is this?
Well, I'm telling you also, too, that Mandy thinks it's a problem, too. She's talked to me about it before. So...
Really? Okay, Mike. You know what? Well, she can talk to me about it because I'm her husband. So you don't need to be the middleman, okay? Like, don't do that.
Come on, Josh. You know she's talked to you about it before. I've seen it. I've seen it there when she's brought it up. Like, I don't even know why you're acting like this is the first time you've heard of this.
Well, it's definitely the first time I'm hearing about it in front of other people. Like, what? This, you know, this is so stupid. And this... Like, how dumb are you? You're a dumbass for putting me on the radio for, like, what is this? Are we in high school? Like, this is so ridiculous. I'm not doing this. You know what? Mike, you can go to hell. Call me later if you want to talk like a man, but I'm not doing this with you. And I can't believe you were so whack that you thought this was a good idea. Like, you have a great day. Have a great life. Like, I'm done. I'm done.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh.
He hung up, Mike.
Josh. Yeah,
he hung
he's
up.
Done. He's done.
Damn.
He told you to go to hell. And wow. Hey, call me later.
Call me later. No, but he's right. Wow. Play is the projection wow. because, like, he wasn't... He didn't cuss you. He didn't, like, say, you know, shut the hell up or anything. Only at the end did he say, you know what? You can go to hell, but call me later and yeah, we can talk about this.
Exactly.
Right. Where is this freaking anger coming from?
I have no... This is do you guys see why I called in? Like, I don't understand. It's just, like, blowing my mind. I'm hoping that, you know, this sort of gets to him. I hate that it had to be, you know, on the radio like this, but hopefully it just, like, a light bulb goes off that if I'm calling the radio, which is something I have never done, yeah. then clearly it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm hoping he comes around. You know, I'm going to stay optimistic. I'm going to stay hopeful, and because he's one of my best friends. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, cut him out of my life. But also, you know, I don't want to have to keep avoiding hanging out with him, too.
Or having the same conversation over and over again, or worrying that you're going to have
exactly.
to go get him out of jail or, yeah. or him start a fight or something like that. I get that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I'll tell you why I'm angry. We've been on the radio for 16 years. Has somebody just up the road right there in North Carolina? Who's the Rise Guys? What is this? Golly, my God. We need some marketing. But that's our cross to bear.
It is.
Mike, thank you for sharing that with us today. You let us know, you know, I know you never will, but keep us abreast of the situation. Let us know how everything's going, if you would.
I surely will, Rise Guys. Thank you guys so much.
Yes,
truly.
Sir. All right. You're a good friend, I think. I mean, based on this, I think you're a good friend. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right. See you, man.
He's got two battles now.
I know. Yeah, that's why I was thinking, dude. And here we are 2 days for Valentine's Day. I'm saying it wrong on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People keep pointing out I'm saying it wrong. I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah. What do you do? I don't know. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to
that's
help.
That's exactly right.
That's always the main thing. They have to want help before they can get any kind of help. And he doesn't seem to want any.
He said his piece and then just maybe not hang out as much.
Yeah, don't go out in public with him.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's embarrassing, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, here's what we can do. We can read all these text messages that are coming in, 72341, thecarolinavapormill.com. Text line, we're at The Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram and all of that. And we'll take your calls, too, 1-800-774-0093. You've been there, done that kind of thing, or if not, several people, I mean, I kind of said this, but several people are like, if you've said it before, you say it again, and after that, you walk away from it. You're not friends with them anymore. Move on. You can't ruin, you know. The whole thought of a lifelong friend is kind of a farce in a sense. I mean, there's some existence of that, but people you went to high school with you haven't seen in 20 years, you still call them a friend?
Well, yeah, if you haven't seen them in 20 years, I mean, they're not the same person you remember. Some things have changed.
They're on the outer layers of Atlantis. They're not in there in the middle with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to your calls next. 1-800-774-0093. TNC on The Rise Guys.
Text The Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:45. Truth and Consequences. We had old Mike and Josh there. We're out the road in Swannanoa, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And anger issues. His buddy's going out, almost getting in fights a lot of the times. And he was just trying to be a good friend, saying, look, we've talked to you before. And then, you know, the guy's wife had been saying some stuff about, he's just always pissed at the world. No explanation why. Here's a text. Several people have talked to him and then going on TRG. Wow. Really went too far. But then I'm listening to this thinking that maybe I'm a bad friend. P1 Colton in Asheville. It depends on the depth of the friendship. You can't like say, you know, friends are friends are friends. That's why I stand by the best friend moniker. You can't say I have a best child or that's my favorite child. Some people do. Hey, Mom. But others are like, oh, it's just a friend. What does that mean?
You only say that about somebody of the opposite sex, right? Just a friend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, you.
1-800-774-0093. That was not pre-arranged. It was improvisational.
But I want really the rest was. Of the song every time you do that.
Yeah. Well, he'll be in town again soon.
Yeah, and 12 people be
1-800-774-0093. All right, hold on. I got to bring up that screen. Click on that screen. Who should we go to first, Jim?
Oh, man, I'm still opening my screen.
I'm sorry.
Got to open my screen. Fatboy knows. He talked to him.
Fatboy, who should we go to first? My screen will not open.
My neighbors just ain't doing it.
All right, there we go. I got it. I got you.
Same
Let's
time.
Go to P1 Onion Mouth.
Oh, boy.
In Marion, North Carolina. Onion Mouth, good morning.
Oh, what's up, man? It's Onion Mallet.
Oh, Onion Mallet. That makes more sense.
Goodness gracious.
But you had bad breath.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Onion Mallet, good morning, sir.
What's happening, guys?
It is good. What were your thoughts on what we just heard?
So, I mean, I agree with what Dude A was saying. But if he knew, like, his friend is that kind of angry kind of guy, he might have been able to approach that a little differently to try and, you know, not like, you know, kind of say, like, man, I'm worried about you. You know, I don't want you getting in trouble or have to bail you out of jail. You know, kind of ease into it a little better, you know?
Yeah. So you agree with that text I read a minute ago that said you talked to him, but going on the radio is too far? Did you just fart
well,
in the phone?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll call somebody on the Rise Guys if I had to, you know, but I haven't had to, so.
Good for you. Well, if you do, you best call us and let us do it.
Uh-huh.
Don't you go to Steve Harvey with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We want it.
We got an onion mallet on the phone.
Onion mallet.
Calling his buddy.
All right, P1 Scallion Hammer, have a good morning, sir. Thank you.
God bless you.
Onion mallet, not mouth. Onion mouth.
Onion mallet.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Why does he call it?
All right. I hope this is Ryan. From Greenville on line two. Let's see. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. I love y'all's show. I listen to it every morning
Thank
on the
you,
way
bro.
To work.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. No problem at all. Yeah, I was just calling the guy that that hung up on y'all. I've been that guy. I've had anger issues most of my life. I'm 27 now, and I feel like I'm just now getting a grasp on letting it not control every move and every judgment that I make.
Yeah.
And I hope that guy, if he's listening, if his friend cares about him enough to call you guys and try to resolve it, that's a good friend, man. I've lost a lot of friends to this crap and people who, you know, had no idea how to approach me. I've never been a violent, angry person, but I've been irrational and I lash out and I've been that pissed at the world guy.
Yeah.
And if he's got a good friend that's calling to try and resolve it, that's more than, you know, someone who's always angry can deserve. And he should really recognize that. And especially if his woman is coming to his friend to talk about it,
right.
She's obviously
right.
feeling helpless about it.
Now, with you, man,
it's just a bad situation.
Did you learn how to just manage the anger, or did you get to like the root of why you were angry and work on it that way? What did you do to help out?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of things, you know, getting older, you don't want to walk through life being that person that's just, you don't get any respect from anybody if you act like that. And, you know, just being a younger adult, I'm trying to be more professional in the world. I'm trying to get the respect that I think I deserve. And if you're lashing out at everybody for every little thing, that's never going to happen. It shows a weakness of character. And that's a tough pill to swallow. And it's only going to help you if you just recognize the issue and face it. And me personally, it was with, you know, I have the greatest mom in the world who's helped me try to figure out how to be patient. And my girlfriend of 4 years now has been everything above and beyond when it comes to trying to resolve this issue and be patient with me. So if this guy still has people in his life that are willing to be patient with him,
yeah,
and that's something that he should really, really recognize and try not take advantage of, but, you know, I can't find the right word.
I feel
word,
like you should go speak to kids at school. You got quite a story to tell. You really do. Maybe speak to someone about this. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
No, it's good.
I was the same way, you know, with him saying, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to take any pills. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. I mean, it makes you feel like you're not in control of your own life.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
That's a bad thing. I mean, it's hard to deal with, but the only way to move forward is to try to make progress. It's the only way to make things better.
Ryan, speaking of that progress.
If I had a friend that came to me, if I had a friend that came to me like he did, I probably would have reacted the same way. But after I calmed down, I hope that he realizes what kind of friend and, you know, what kind of woman he has by his side.
Look at that. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
God bless you, sir.
What a sweet man you are now that you're not all mad at everybody.
No, if he was done.
I know.
I think he was.
Trying to piss him off. I hate your shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to P1 Katie from Asheville in line three. Who used to be angry too? Good morning.
Yeah, I used to act like, I think his name was Josh a lot too. It really took me losing a lot of my friends to realize what I was doing. But I think mine mostly stemmed from depression. Yeah. This dude sounds like he deals with some serious narcissism and lack of empathy.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that he has no way of seeing what he's doing, and I think he just, in everything that he does, he's glorified, is what I think he is dealing with.
Wow. And so what'd you do to get over your issues? Just curious. You don't want to say you don't have to.
Well, like I said, I lost a lot of friends. I started spending a lot of time at home alone and took a lot of thinking and self-reflection and just realizing what I was doing wrong. And I told Fat Boy, whenever he talked to me earlier, I had one friend that stuck around through everything. And she was like Josh. She called me out on what I did. And no matter how mad I got, she called me out, told me what I was, told me what I was doing. But then when it was all said and done, she gave me a hug and said that she still loved me.
So. Hi, Marty. Wow. I wish I had friends like that.
Yeah, she's my one good friend. We've been friends for 15 years, and I'm 25, so.
Well, listen, you spread the word for us up here in Nashville. We're looking for an affiliate, okay?
Oh, I tell everyone about y'all. I work third shift, so I get off at 7:30 every morning, and I'm listening to y'all until I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, God bless you. You can always text podcast to 72341, and we'll link you up to everything. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good morning, okay?
Awesome. You too.
All right, thank you. Jimmy, I'm kidding. Jimmy and I, I'll tell you, I'll pull the curtain back. Jimmy and I have had some heart-to-hearts.
Yeah, both ways.
Both ways,
both
for
ways,
sure.
Both directions, plenty of them.
One time, oddly enough, was in Asheville, North Carolina.
It was.
Wow.
In the back of a limousine.
That was.
That was alcohol.
No, it came to blows.
That was alcohol.
That was after we got friendly again, though.
We got friendly.
We made up.
Well, we went up there best of friends. We got drunk, mad at situations, took it out on each other, and said some
hurtful
things. The jugular, you know?
We were mainly mad at the dude who...
people we were with.
Yeah, dude who was throwing up... across your lap, throwing up out the window, and then the other guy was smoking cigars in the limo.
Well, the window's closed, Paige.
Who would do such a thing?
I'll tell you his name off the air.
You know.
I know
him well. That's why we don't do guys' nights anymore.
Yes.
We're all going to get COPD. All right, let's go to P1 Mule Skinner. Golly. On line two. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Rise Guys?
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. So this guy, I don't know, he sounded kind of disrespectful when his buddy called him, you know, and I don't know, he sounded like he listened to ICP and just kind of like a little punk. Mm. And I think eventually he's going to start something in public with the wrong person, and they're going to beat the brakes off of him.
Oh, yeah. If they don't do worse.
Yeah, bad things happen.
Yeah.
You walk up on the wrong person, and especially if they're in that same mindset, if they're just looking for somebody to lash out on, and they got they're strapped or something. Oh, no way.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he definitely needs to do something, or that's what it's going to take to change him.
Yeah. Well said, Mule Skinner. Thank you, sir. Oof. Have a good morning. Do we take another call or do we move on? Be honest. I don't want to get us all plugged up at the end of the hour.
Well, you can do one if you want.
All right, we'll do just one more. We'll go to William. William on line one. Hey, William.
Hey.
What's up, William?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just getting off work, listening to the whole situation that was going on.
Yes, sir.
And it was a bit ridiculous, but at the same time, I could really place myself in his shoes on the fact of the matter. I used to have really bad anger issues and kind of do now and then, just reoccurring. But I have learned to get a little bit better, not lashing out at people or just going on a little rant.
Yeah. Well, you sound so jolly now.
Oh, yeah, I'm extremely jolly person. I just try to go with the flow nowadays.
Yeah,
now,
but you know what it is, though? It William, you're on your way home from work. We're all still here. That's why you're in the building. You're going home to that warm bed.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I would.
I'm a huge workaholic.
Oh, yeah.
I love working.
Well, me
easy
too.
To get out of the house.
Yeah, no, I get you. William, you keep that happiness going, okay, sir? All right, William's gone.
Peace. I was hoping he was somebody else on the phone.
I thought it was.
That was Russ Beef.
I thought it was him.
Nah, wasn't him. Wasn't him. Paige, what are we working on in the Plex? We're about to dive into some headlines.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you can find love at the grocery store, and one of the best spots that you can meet somebody.
Yeah, if you love food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying.
All right. Nice root test.
Don't discard this. It could happen for you, too.
Okay. All right. I'm interested. This is Valentine's Day related. Look
yes.
at this. It's all about that this week.
All right.
All
about love.
We'll get into some headlines right after this. The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.